everybody. Grab your Bible and a pencil and a journal and maybe even a cup of coffee and join in on the conversation. But first, I would like for you to write this down. Hebrews 1, verse 14. Are they not all ministering spirits sent out to render service for the sake of those who will inherit salvation?
Hey everyone, welcome to Write This Down with Dot Bowen. My name is Kara. I am Dot's daughter, and every week we sit down together and we talk through truth and scripture. And in this episode, we are talking about another question. So this question has to do with angels. What are they? What do they look like? Why are they here? What do they exist for? But we would love for you to pull up a chair and join in our conversation.
Hey Kara.
I'm laughing because you're just for little behind the scenes, right before you record the reading the scripture, I ask what you're going to read so I can follow along while you're reading. And you read that and we start talking about it and I realize, wait, I got to press record because I was questioning whether or not you should read.
Yeah.
Because that was more of what, because I was like, why are you reading that? We don't need to read that. We're talking about, which I'll ask
like,
the
what
question.
Because
I was like, we're talking about angels. Yeah.
Yep, that's what she
said.
Anyway,
I was like, I guess we should go ahead and press record. Yeah. But so the question is, do all angels have wings? Which is ultimately asking, you know, what do angels look like? So yeah, I was like, why are you reading this? This doesn't, anyway, you start answering the question. I was like, oh, wait, shoot. I just realized that I should just wait and ask this. But
so here's what I said.
Well, before you get into that, I want to also say that it's kind of funny that this was one of the questions because just a few weeks ago when I was home helping you, you know, start doing the packing process, you have this picture, painting of sorts in your study and there are angels in it. And I was like, isn't it funny that they paint angels with wings? Because aren't they like warriors? Aren't they, you know, like soldier type, you know, they're fighters. They're fighting in angelic, you know, spiritual warfare. And so we kind of talked about this a little bit. I mean, we didn't really get into it. Not that we're going to get into it a lot now, but, you know, just thought that was funny.
Again,
like, we literally kind of just talked about this, but not about this verse, because I still don't know why you chose this verse of all of them, but.
Yeah. Well, the reason I chose this verse, as I was telling you before we started recording, is that angels were created as spiritual spirits. They're spiritual spirits. They are
ministering spirits.
You know, yeah, that's right. And so they're spiritual creatures is what I meant to say. But they do not normally have a physical body. But at times, like Gabriel, who came and scared Mary half to death and said, you know, you're going to have a baby. And Elizabeth, who, you know, John the Baptist. And
yeah. Well, and even the angels in the tomb when Jesus rose.
Yeah. Yeah. They saw him. Mm-hmm.
Did they have wings? But why do I feel like
I'm
imagining that they had
them.
Wings?
Oh, well, because everybody writes that. And they draw it. Yeah, I went there.
It say that?
Yeah, we think of that way because in our minds, I think there's some Psalms that David, you know, it says on the wings, you know, like.
Oh, angel's wings or
carry
something
up.
Like that.
Well, that's Isaiah's. Yeah, you know, it's Isaiah says.
But he's so like poetic. It's like he could just be saying that. He could just be saying because they're like in the air, you know, they're flying or.
Well, and they spirits. Do go from one place to another.
Yeah.
Well, spirits do, one place to another. And you know, Jesus, who, you know, when he was, you know, resurrected, he entered into a room. You know, had this spiritual being. He could enter into a room and they didn't know he was there. And they're, oh, you know, scared him half to death. Gabriel, you know, came up and talked to Mary, talked to Elizabeth.
Yeah.
And so they can come into these places and they can have physical bodies.
Well, they can take a human.
Take a form.
Mm-hmm. Form.
The form of a human being.
Because, yeah, there's also the stories in the Old Testament. Is it Sodom and Gomorrah? You know, when angels.
Angels came and wanted to get with Job. I mean, not Lot. I'm sorry.
Lot,
you
yeah.
Know,
anyway, so yeah, as we see them take, but I think when they're not in, when they don't do that, take human form, so they're a spirit. So aren't they?
They're more like the living creatures. Like Ezekiel in Revelation tells us about, there's other kinds of heavenly beings known as spirit living creatures.
Yeah, the way that, like, if you really get into a lot of those descriptions, they are a little frightening.
Yeah.
Like one eyes and.
Yeah, a lion and ox that looks like a man and eagle, you know, and all those things and birds.
parts of things. And
yeah,
I think it's interesting though that we tend to, we as in culture from way back thousands of years, tend to depict angels as these, you know, there's like little baby angels, you know, like you see those like little, cherubs. What are they called? Cherubims? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cherubims, which I don't know what those are. That's maybe a whole other thing, but.
Let me just back up. The cherubs, okay. My garden, Genesis 3, they were there to guard, you know, to guard the garden after the sin, to keep, yeah, they were.
Were they little babies? Is that what a cherub is?
No, it's just somebody that guards. They were just watching over and guarding the entrance of the of Eden.
Of the garden. So they couldn't get back in.
Interesting. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
So they're not little babies in wings, with wings.
No.
Germs. No. I didn't think so. Yeah, but I think that is what's interesting is if you think about the role of what the Bible says angels take on, you know, they're fighting spiritual warfare. Like they are, they're messengers. They're, you know, coming from the presence of God onto earth, they're, you know, like Gabriel's at the right hand, but he's, you know, telling Mary something or, you know, whatever. But
he says, I love what Gabriel says. I stand in the presence of God. I would love to, I mean, can you imagine? I just stand in the presence of God.
And then they got to come down here and they're like, why is God like it? Why does he care about these?
Why does he like these people? Why did he die for these people?
But I think of like in Daniel, I think it's Daniel 7. No, I think it's 9, actually. Daniel 9, maybe. Where Daniel's praying and the angel comes and he's like, it's taken me 21 days to get here because was fighting, obviously, demonic spirits as well. And so it's, but it's interesting thinking of how it's depicted in culture. They're depicted as, you know, the halos, the wings. They're very angelic. They're very, you know,
sweet angelic, looking.
Very sweet.
Precious.
Yes. But their roles or what we see them doing is very.
Whatever like God tells them to do, actually.
They're not just like sitting around painting their nails and being like these sweet angelic. Like they're fighting. They're in a warfare. They're fighting. They're fighting for us. They're around us. They're protecting us. They are doing messages on God's behalf, which obviously I'm sure like that's a fight because Satan wouldn't want the angels to, you know, like they're warriors. Yeah. That's how I picture them is like they are probably so much bigger, so much more grand, so much more like intimidating, but not like in a scary kind of way, but just intimidating like in a like, oh, you're like, okay, there's this other.
Well, I don't know what you're saying because I will say this. Because they're you know, the armies, they're like, but they don't serve us. They serve Jesus and they do whatever God tells them to do.
But they protect us. Yeah. Angels, they are, they're fighting on our, like they're in spiritual warfare. That's what spiritual warfare is. But there's that other prophet, I don't know if it's Elijah or Elisha, but who says to a servant, like, open your eyes, and he sees that they are being protected by an army, which I would imagine are angels because he sees like chariots, there's a massive army. So that's, anyway, I just think it's interesting because I don't know. It doesn't seem like the picture that we get of angels in scripture is what we tend to paint in pictures to hang on our walls.
Well, no, culture never says this. Matter of fact, when I was reading the verse in Hebrews that you're like, what are you reading that for? The whole reason that the writer of Hebrews was talking about angels is because they're worshiping angels. And a lot of people do worship angels, even today in our culture. But that was the whole purpose, is that they were talking about how angels were so much powerful. And he was saying, which one of the angels does he tell him to sit at the right hand God, meaning that was Jesus, not an angel. And so they began to worship angels. And we today, not me and you, but other people today worship angels. And what he was saying in the writer of Hebrews is put the angels in the position that they are. And that's what we're trying to do. Like, you know, you think about, do they have wings? They will have whatever God tells them to have, because when they came, they would change. Now, in Revelation, you'll read where he's holding back the seas. The one has one foot on the water and one, you know, and it's in the sky, split in the sea in the sky. And at one point, God tells them the angels to, you know, to all the bowls, to empty the bowls and the, you know, judgment in Revelation. So the angels are pretty much on call of whatever God tells them to do. And what I think what you're saying is we think of them as these sweet little angels flying around, you know, like Peter Pan and, you know, just going to Netherland.
And halos. Yeah, right.
And what you're saying is that they are part of the army of God. They're part mm-hmm. of the, you know, they're at God's command. They're at whatever God
right.
tells
them to
do. Right,
well, they're serving.
Do.
Yeah, it's like what we said last week. Yeah, they're serving, or not last
right.
week.
Worshiping and serving Him.
Yes, they're worshiping and serving
a couple
God.
Weeks ago,
so
yeah.
whatever that may mean. But so you would say, do angels have wings? You would say,
if a wing... If God wanted him to have a wing, he would have a wing. I think wing. That we're winging it here. But but what I'm saying is that we know only what Scripture tells us about angels.
And they take a lot of different forms.
Yes, and that they will do whatever God tells them to do. And they're there to serve God.
If God wants them to have a wing today, they'll have a wing today. Mm-hmm. He wants them to not have a wing tomorrow and to be in a human form.
But one thing I will say, you said something about their, you know, people don't think about them scary. But no, they do. I mean, even with a wing or not a wing, you know, even, you know, every time we see in Scripture that an angel appears, it's like, you know, yes. And you know, they were the heavenly host when Jesus, you know, was born. And they said, fear not. I mean, well, yeah. I would be afraid if this angel, I don't know if he has a wing or not.
I feel like the way they're depicted in culture, it's like, I would want to like snuggle up with one of the angels. Yeah. Because they're just so like angelic and, you know, just like, yeah. And like mm-hmm. little baby angels, they're, you know, flapping around like they, but that is not, like you said, like they... When they come before anyone, like Gabriel especially, I mean, I bet he is. I don't bet he doesn't have wings. I bet he's like monstrous. I would imagine he's got to be at the right hand of God. I'm sure
he's standing in the presence of God. He's not at the right hand.
Yeah, so he's got to be like, I don't know, massive. I don't know. I just imagine him being like really large.
I don't know if he's massive.
I don't either.
Let me just say this.
Just in my imagination.
This poor person that asked this question is that angels are lower in the rank than we are.
I know, isn't that wild? Like, we are more important to God than angels.
Yes.
But they are more powerful,
well,
right?
No, because we have the Holy Spirit, but they have different roles. They
well,
have a different
yeah,
situation.
I guess that's a good point. It's like, they're not more than.
Their purpose is different. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very interesting.
So,
that's a good point.
I do want to say this. When people say, oh, somebody passed away, oh, we have another angel in heaven. No. We have another person in heaven that is being with their Heavenly Father or you know, worshiping, because that's really degrading somebody, because in Scripture, and that's what Hebrews is talking about, is that the angels really were in rank lower because God sent His Son to die for His children.
For us, and not for the angels, but for us.
Yes.
That is crazy.
And so when
about.
We read a couple of weeks ago, we talked about when the angels sinned, they didn't have redemption. That's what
demons.
We read the
yeah.
other, yeah, the demons. And so,
yeah, when we sin, we have redemption. Yes.
That's right.
Because
we've
of
been
Jesus.
Forgiven and redeemed.
But when an angel sins, he gone.
Yeah.
I think that's a powerful truth, though.
Yeah, it really is. Anyway, so back to Hebrews, if you want to know about angels, just be very careful, because Hebrews, the writer says, be very
yes,
careful.
Don't
worship them. But, you know, but they are there. They are surrounding us, and they are going to do whatever God says.
Well, they're protecting us because God asked them to protect us because we're so important to Him.
The guardian angels, yeah.
Yeah, because we're so important to God. He's like, hey.
Yeah, go take care of my children.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. I'm so glad that you could be a part of our conversation. To continue the conversation, you can find Dot on social media at Dot Bowen or visit her website, dotbowen.com. Subscribe, like, and share with your friends, and we will see you next week on Write This Down with Dot Bowen.